music making by Native Americans. And then at 10 o'clock, it's a special edition of Headwaters from Malachi Coons, followed by Three Non Blondes, Annie Humphrey, Gizas, and Scout on the mic, bringing us a great mix of music. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Welcome to a special edition of the Rhythm Atlas, celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm Dennis McGilvray. The playlist for this special program showcases the incredible depth and breadth of contemporary music making by Native American, First Nations, and Inuit artists from across the North American continent, with most of them singing in the language of their people. Firstly, it is important to acknowledge that the Rhythm Atlas is created on the unceded reservation land of the Muscogee Creek Nation in northeastern Oklahoma. And starting the show is Tulsa-based Muscogee poet-musician Joy Harjo with the traditional welcoming song, Ale Na Lino.
This song was taught to me by my cousin Joe Sulfur. It's a welcoming song, saying something like, we were brought here by the old ones and they're always watching out for us. Ale na le no. Ale na le no. Ale na le no. Ale na le no. If we need to go live. Ale na le no. Ale na le no. Ho bunny, ho bunny. Ale na le no. Ale na le no. Aja lugi magongi. Ale na le no. Hey, Yongi Goli. We're here to celebrate life. It's so short. We're put here to love and take care of each other. So, ho bunny, let's dance.
Kentucky singer-songwriter Becky Hobbs, originally from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, with Stickball Song, which comes from her two-act musical, Nanyehi, Beloved Woman of the Cherokee. The musical is based on the life of Becky's fifth great-grandmother, Nancy Ward, whose birth name was Nanyehi. She was an honored Cherokee war woman and then a peacemaker and diplomat who lived from 1738 to 1822 in what is now southeastern Tennessee. Before that, we heard another Cherokee artist, singer-songwriter Agalasig Mackey from Kenwood, Oklahoma, with his song Chichooch Chigesa, When I Was a Boy. That's from his album of songs all composed and sung in Cherokee, It Started in the Woods, released by Horton Records in 2024. Starting the show was poet-musician Joy Harjo with the traditional Muscogee Creek welcoming song, Ale Nalino, from her album, I Pray for My Enemies. I'm Dennis McGilvray. You're listening to the Rhythm Atlas Indigenous Peoples Day special. Next up is a collaboration between Toronto global fusion instrumental group Sultans of String and singer-songwriters Lila Gilday and Leanne Tanaton, who are of the Dene Nation in Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories. This is the song Ko, Home Fires.
break you down? Did the blood stain your crown when you carried us away?
Thank you.
Jake Blunt and Molly Obomsawin with Old Indian Hymn from their brilliant 2024 album, Symbiont. Jake Blunt is a multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, renowned for his inventive interpretations of black folk music. Molly Obomsawin of the Odonak First Nation is a celebrated composer and bassist vocalist in free jazz and experimental music. We heard singer-songwriter Amanda Rayom with the powerful song 100 Years from her album The Spaces in Between. She is of the Métis Nation and was born and raised in Ottawa. The set began with Sultans of String and Dene artist Lila Gilday and Leanne Tanaton on the song Co. That can be found on the album Walking Through the Fire, on which Sultans of String collaborate with Indigenous artists from across Canada. This is the Rhythm Atlas Indigenous Peoples Day special. I'm Dennis McGilvray. Here is Inuk artist Alicipe, who grew up in far northern Quebec. From her album of all popular music cover songs sung in her native Inuit language, this is her beautiful rendition of the beloved Cyndi Lauper, Rob Hyman song, Time After Time.
Time and night.
Chinook artist Elizabe with Time and Gallimak, her wonderful cover of the classic Time After Time, sung in Inuit from her album of all cover songs, Inuktitut. I'm Dennis McGilvray. You're listening to the Rhythm Atlas Indigenous Peoples Day special. We'll return in just a minute.
Chitambui ampigiri, Makchitambui Kanspewa Evi, Makchitambui ampigiri, Makchitambui Kanspewa Evi, Mampewa, Hokahinong, Tahon Tani, Kaitai, Kiweme Itai, Nankaya Yamuni Ewajite, Nankaya Yamuni Ewajite.
Welcome back to the Rhythm Atlas Indigenous Peoples Day special. I'm Dennis McGilvray. Let's continue now with Tsimshian folk rock artist Saltwater Hank from Prince Rupert, British Columbia. This is his song, Bawis.
Oh, Kogama's home from a long cold ride. The days are short, the snow stays on the ground. With gratitude I hear the sounds. Three sleeps ago I heard a prayer, but he'll never see his home again. He sang his song, sang it standing tall. He went on to the other side.
Yan, get in the stadium, get in the bush. Nun yok tak ishko, apu shaben ku yan, wotak na bel de teu, kebu chichi we yan, get in the stadium,
forget in the Bashakun. Hey. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Inu si jin kwan den. Miche wan wit dem wok. Ich bin beim Mischkayan, a buche nun wie Punyan, mugiat ni nui inyun, mugiat je nui Peschekun, hey.
Peschekun by Innu singer-songwriter Claude McKenzie from his album Inuit. McKenzie grew up in the First Nations Reserve of Malioutinam in Quebec and, along with Florent Vallant, formed the hugely popular Indigenous duo Kashtin before they both went on to successful solo careers. Before that, Crow singer-songwriter-guitarist Kerry Morin gave us the song Indian Hunter's Return. That comes from his 2023 album Innocent Allies, which was inspired by the work of the renowned Western painter Charles M. Russell, who lived in Great Falls, Montana during the late 19th and early 20th centuries, where Kerry was also born and raised. Tsimshian folk rock artist Saltwater Hank began the set with the song Bawis from his 2023 album that might be pronounced something like Galaonkswiluholtgalimi. Anyway, the album cover features striking red, black, and white artwork done in the distinctive style of the Indigenous peoples of the Pacific Northwest. You're tuned in to the Rhythm Atlas Indigenous Peoples Day special. I'm Dennis McGilvray. We'll hear another band from British Columbia now, the Spiritual Warriors, a roots rock reggae group led by the father-daughter team of Leroy Joe and Daisy Joe of the Lilwat Nation. This is a traditional Lilwat song which they've adapted with their own reggae sound, Shulyalista. We'll be right back.
She said, walk gently into the wide open spaces as far as you can see. She said, go to the places that you can breathe. And I stood with the old ones who dreamed this life in me and listened for her voice in the stillness of the trees, saying, walk gently. And we fight and resist for the simple right to be, to stand with the land and dance in ceremony. And this is what freedom means to me. This is what freedom means to me. And how can you be free if I am not free? How can you be free if I am not free? How can you be free? I don't want to go back to the city.
Digging Roots with Tall Grass from their album Jawanim, Unconditional Love. Based in Toronto, Digging Roots is led by the married couple Shoshona Kish of the Anishinaabek Ojibwe Nation and Raven Kanataka, who is Anishinaabe and Mohawk. We heard the Spiritual Warriors before that with their reggae version of a traditional Lilwat song, Shulyalista, which can be found on their album, Indigenize. I'm Dennis McGilvray. This is the Rhythm Atlas Indigenous Peoples Day special. The 2023 film Killers of the Flower Moon tells part of the story of the systematic atrocities perpetrated against the Osage people in northeastern Oklahoma in the early 20th century. The film ends in the present day with a very powerful dance song showing the resilience and beauty of the Osage people and their culture. It's an original composition by Osage songwriter Scott George, who took inspiration from traditional ceremonial songs, and it features the Osage tribal singers and drummers. The song was nominated for an Academy Award, and the Osage tribal singers and drummers performed at that year's Academy Awards ceremony. This is Wajaje, a song for my people.
Hey!
Wajaje, a song for my people, composed by Scott George and performed by the Osage Tribal Singers and Drummers, from the soundtrack album to the film Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm Dennis McGilvray. Thanks for listening to the Rhythm Atlas Indigenous Peoples Day special. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. I produce the Rhythm Atlas through public